Imagination joins the absolute and generic ideas of life. Imagination joins the absolute and generic ideas of life. How does imagination join the absolute and generic ideas of life? We have absolute ideas, which are the most complete, most comprehensive, most fulfilled ideas that we could have. And then we have the generic ideas. In the drug industry, they have the original, which was created by the drug patented manufacturer. And then there is the generic. There is one that takes all of the details that are listed in the original drug and reproduced into a generic idea. And the producer did not have to go through all the experimentation necessary that the absolute had to go through. But the absolute creator of any drug, of any type of medicine, does go through a lot of things to figure out what can work and what can be approved and what can be functionary, what can be wonderful. And the generic just picks up the symbols, just picks up the formulas and puts them out. Now, we jump into the mode of fairness here. Well, now, is there fairness? I don't think fairness comes into the picture here. What comes into the picture here is the idea that if I say to you, what a lovely day this is, wouldn't it be wonderful to paint the picture of the scene today? It's a fall day. The leaves are all turning color. Sky is a little bit cloudy, but still quite brisk, quite brilliant. And I'm going to paint a picture of it. Now, the original sky is there. The original aspect is there. And I am going to copy it. And then I say to myself, am I really going to copy it? And the answer is no, I'm not going to copy it. I'm going to use my imagination, my eyes, as how I look at that scene and how I interpret it. Now, did the divine interpret that scene in a specific way? Oh, quite likely and quite definitely. Are there billions? Yes, billions. Are there billions of people on the face of the earth who look at that same scene and see it with different eyes? Obviously, each has a different set of eyes. Each interprets it differently. Each sees it with a little different swing to it. Now, are you copying ideally, perfectly, exactly the fall scene that was created? Or are you copying what you think is the fall scene? What you think is it? Do the generic manufacturers of drugs copy what they think is the ideal of the drug, or do they know what it is? Do they have all of the formula? Do they have all whatever the original manufacturer, what the original company that brought the drug forth has? And the answer, of course, has to be no. Because through the eyes of the drug manufacturer, the original drug manufacturer, and the eyes of the generic drug manufacturer are two different sets of eyes. The generic drug manufacturer may not see all of the things that the original had, but you say, it's a chemical formula, it has to be exactly the same. Never. It never is exactly the same because there's always some little tweaking here and there that makes the difference. Some little tweaking that makes the difference in the formula. No formula can be exactly like another formula. No painting can be exactly like another painting. No set of eyes of the 7 billion on Earth. No set of eyes can look at the Earth, can look at creation and view it exactly the same. For each set of eyes will view it differently. There's where our imagination comes into play. Imagination joins the abstract the absolute idea and the generic idea. And each one of them now become another kettle of fish, become another objective thing to look at. Each one becomes something quite lovely and quite different and quite unique. And as it does, we too look at it quite differently. We too look at it with a different set of eyes. As we look at life, we cannot begin to expect that it's going to be exactly like someone else looks at life. As we look at our world, we cannot expect it to look exactly like someone else sees it. As we look at our individual bodies, each is seen through unique eyes, through unique imagination, and we visualize it either comprehensively or specifically. How do you want to visualize your body? Generic, comprehensively, or general? Do you want to be specific in how you visualize your body as your body was originally created to be? Do you have the possibility of doing that? Well, your imagination sure takes us far afield from the original concept, and it always will do that. Our imagination takes us far afield from whatever the original concept was and whatever the original concept is. And this is what makes the uniqueness of mankind. This is what makes the uniqueness of the universe. This is what makes the uniqueness of all. We each look with different eyes. We each look with a different way. Someone comes to the Worldwide Healing Ministry and says, "Would you treat for me? I would like to be whole and perfect. I would like to enjoy wholeness and perfection." And we say, "Okay, they are not whole and perfect now. They tell us they are not whole and perfect now. They tell us that they want to be something. They tell us that they would like us to help them to be something. And how are they going to be it?" Man, that sounds terrible. But that's the truth. When someone calls the Worldwide Healing Ministry and says, "I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spiritual self. I am whole and perfect." Then the practitioner says, "You're whole and perfect. Fantastic. Wonderful. I see you whole and perfect. I see every organ, action, function of your body whole and perfect. I see all of you whole and perfect. I see you fantastic." And then the treatment is truly done for the individual. The treatment of wholeness and perfection, the treatment of finality. It's not a generic, it's not an absolute, it's not an abstract idea. It's the imagination at full bloom. It's the imagination playing forth in the fullness and the wonderfulness of all that it is. Yes, how do we create abstract, absolute, generic? How do we create? Do we create with our mind stung on wanting to be as hopeful for something, and we don't even know what it is we hope for because we haven't seen it and we don't know it? But what is it that we want to do? How do we want to do it? How do we want to see ourselves? How do we want to be ourselves? How do we want to enjoy who and what we truly are? We enjoy what we truly are by letting go and letting the divine in us reveal all that it is in us. When we let the divine in us reveal all that it is in us, we are not only the absolute, the abstract, the generic, we are the allness. We are imagination in full bloom. We are imagination in full glory. We are imagination revealing itself so fantastically, so gloriously, so wonderfully, that whatever is the desire, whatever is the conscious concept of who and what we are, that is who and what we are. Now, are you doing that right now in every area of your life? Are you doing that right now in every aspect of your being? Are you? If you are, then all is working out in divine order. If you are, then the abstract, the absolute, the generic, the imagination, the dream is all fulfilled and is all realized in you now. And as this happens, you are manifesting every single thing that you could ever dream about. You're manifesting every single ideal that you could ever wish for. You're manifesting every single concept that you could ever desire in your life right now. And as you manifest every single wish, desire, concept in your life right now, it's not something that you would like to be. It is something that you say, it is done. It is fulfilled now. It is revealed now. It is a finality now. Now. Now, my imagination delights in the truth. And as I let my imagination delight in the truth, all of the ideas, all of the concepts, all of the abstract, absolute, generic ideas that are flowing about in this world of mine are of no account. And the only account is I return to my original purity and integrity. And as I return to my original purity and integrity, I experience my original purity and integrity. I know nothing more in my life than my original purity and my original integrity. That's all I know. That's all I am. And that's all I could ever be. My original purity and integrity. My original reality. That's all I ever know. That's all I ever want to know. That's all that could ever be known by me or anybody else in my world. That's who I am. That's who I am, and that's who I will always be. I join in that realization now and fulfill it in my life now and know that it is done. It is done. It is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.